Phone Boy Speaks, episode 482, Comcast, your next mobile phone service provider. Remember how I was complaining about Comcast enabling Wi-Fi by default on their routers? Now the other shoe has dropped, and now we know why. So Comcast is reportedly considering having a Wi-Fi telephone service that uses cell phones, and then potentially not using the cell phone network only when not in range of a Wi-Fi. Now it starts making sense, right? And even you start looking at their acquisition of Time Warner, right? Beginning that many houses, now all of a sudden, and you turn on all their Wi-Fis, now all of a sudden you have a pretty big cell phone network, actually. It'll actually be more prevalent in the suburbs, right? There's not going to be big patches of Wi-Fi, because right now Wi-Fi only operates in very limited capacity, and you can't operate a wide area Wi-Fi network without doing a whole lot of work. I mean, you can do it indoors maybe, and you have to have very specialized equipment, but outdoors, no, not really. You can't do that, and with everybody else's Wi-Fi bleeding, it's probably not the most optimal thing. I mean, it's a challenge for sure, and other companies have actually tried to tackle it. There's an MVNO called Republic Wireless that moves most of their traffic over Wi-Fi and only leases subcapacity on the Sprint network. And if you want to use that, of course, you have to pay more for it. But their plan is like it starts at like $5 a month, but you have to use a special phone. And so, I mean, there's a lot of sort of iffy things about this whole proposition, right? And is Comcast really going to try and pursue this, right before their talks with the government to try and convince them that it's okay to let them buy Time Warner Cable? Whereas the rest of the humanity is going, no, this is not such a great idea. And this is just one of those ideas. Why, right? Because Comcast will then be able to compete with some of these other companies, and of course I don't know if any one of these companies would want to lease Comcast cell phone access when they could effectively kill these companies. So it may just be a nice idea that somebody threw out there, there may be no merit to it, because I mean, certainly if I were Verizon Wireless or AT&T, right, I wouldn't necessarily want to lease capacity to Comcast, because they are in some respects a competitor, and of course Comcast is saying that they're competitors in order to get credit to get the ability to merge with Time Warner Cable. But ultimately that would give Comcast a huge leg up on building a network by turning on Wi-Fi everywhere, but there's issues with that, right? I mean, it's not the same I've done VoIP calls over Wi-Fi for many years. That part of it's not so bad. But when you're trying to deal with roaming and handoff between that and the cell phone network, I mean, it's that's all complicated. It's all doable, but it requires a lot of battery life and requires a lot of infrastructure that for Comcast, and it may not be their wheelhouse to do some of that stuff. So it's certainly possible that Comcast will do something like that, but I remain skeptical about whether they will actually be able to pull it off, and whether the government would even allow them to do it. Given the potential merger with Time Warner Cable, I don't think the government could stop them from trying to do it, but they may hold off until they get the approval for Time Warner Cable, and then try and do something like this, and then it could be pretty interesting to watch. But I don't know that it's something that I would get. A lot of things would have to change, because as I say, those kinds of schemes require specific phones, and I like my iPhone, thank you very much, and if I can't use it with my iPhone, it's probably not going to be something I'm that interested in. But surely somebody's going to try it, and they're going to try and get some people if they do it, they're certainly going to market the crap out of it, because they own your TV, or they own a large chunk of the TVs in the US. So there you go. We'll see what happens, but I don't know. I'm not looking forward to Comcast extending its tentacles that much more.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.